priority in our need. You'll be asking for what is far removed. But thank God, who causes us always to triumph in Christ Jesus and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. He knows what you need even before we ask. Daddy, for what we ask, we thought we knew we needed and you did. Thank you. For all you did and we can't even trace our thanksgiving to it right now. Things you did, we don't even know. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We hallow your name. Our breath is the testimony that you have done all you have done. That's why we are here today. As long as we have our breath, Daddy, let every breath breathe thanksgiving to you. In the name of Jesus, thank you. We worship you. In Jesus' holy name, we give God thanks. Amen. Please give to us a big hand clap. And please have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the verity of his word, the truthfulness concerning it. Hallelujah. There's nothing God will say or do that you will find anything wrong with it, either now or ever. Bible says his word abideth forever. There's no technology innovation or new lifestyle order that will judge God not right, even though he said it from the beginning of the earth. Lighthouse, embrace the word of God. It doesn't go out of fashion. As a matter of fact, if you follow it well, people will look to you and find how to do it in the name of Jesus. Drawn out of water, a word from the Lord. Moses, drawn out of water. You see, I shared with you some time ago how there are seven layers of interaction with the word of God. There are seven layers. And without, you know, let me just quickly do a quick recap. The first layer of interaction with the word of God is the history layer. You know, that's why a Muslim can teach Bible knowledge. It's history. There's nothing transfer. There's no transference there, nothing impacting there. It's just, you know, who said it, whom was it said, when was it said thing, right? So there is no life communicated. It's just history, just like you know the European history. So the Bible is a compendium of stories gathered together about a nation, specifically Israel, and also the choice of God and the work of God. So from history perspective, and that's why if you do religious knowledge in school, you can be whoever you want and still either pass it or even teach it, history level. Number two, the Bible talks about God. If you don't know God, the Bible will interpret God to you. Acts chapter, Psalm 19, verse 1, to between verse 1 and 5, he said, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show forth his praise. Day unto day uttereth knowledge. Night unto night show forth, day unto day uttereth speech. Night unto night show forth knowledge. There is no tongue or language where what they are saying is not being heard. Praise the Lord. The Bible reveals God. In the beginning, God. It reveals the nature of God. God is a spirit. Everything you want to know about God, you can take it. If the Bible says there is no God, you can find God in the layers of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Number three, it tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, you cite the scriptures, but Jesus was speaking and he said, this is the same thing that witnessed concerning me. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, he said, God who in previous times and diverse manner has spoken to the fathers through the prophets, has in this last day spoken to us through his son, Jesus Christ, who is the brightness of his image and the excellency of his power and glory. He witnesses concern. If you don't know Jesus, somebody say, who is Jesus? The Bible can reveal it. That's number three. Number four. It can tell you about yourself. Jesus walked into the temple one day, and the Bible says the scroll was delivered to him. And he opened up the place and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, to set the captives free and all of that. And Jesus Christ said, today is this scripture fulfilled. Today, so also you and I, there could be occasions where the word will find you. It will meet your specific situation. I shared with you how in 1997, I went into the auditorium of a church. There was no service going on. I went to drop the children in school. And I went, there's a church behind the school's building. Actually, the school belongs to the church. And I went to the church and I saw an inscription on the pulpit. They were doing their anniversary. And I saw it there. It changed times and season. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21. And I said, because there was nobody there, no service was going on, I only opened the door to peep in, not knowing that I was reading a story about myself. My people, as I turned to walk away, the Lord said to me, I will change your times and your season. Long story short, 2 years after, we left Nigeria. Give God a hand clap. We so left, God changed the time and the season. The nearest I knew was Harmattan and what's the other one we have in Nigeria? Rainy season. That's the Harmattan and rainy season. Not only did it change the times, and we have now four quarters of season here, four seasons here. It also changed my time because he said it. That day was that scripture. My hope and picture is that you will see your picture in the scripture. Oh, my people, until you find it, you can't become it. Hallelujah. Bible says, if we look into the perfect law that brings liberty, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, and continue James chapter 1, verse 25. He said, if we, you see this scripture, don't joke with it. You don't know how much we are eroded from the reality of our true person just because we don't look into the scriptures. Are you here? Hallelujah. Did you see that? But whosoever look into a perfect law that brings liberation, it positions you into that which is written about you. And if no one can do anything against the truth but for the truth. Hallelujah. Don't forget that lighthouse. If you manifest in the world of things that is written about you, Bible says the wicked shall see it and they will grieve. Grief will catch them because they will be totally helpless. Can I tell you something? Embrace the word of God. Bible says, if you continue daily not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Because when God told us we'll leave Nigeria, God said, don't do anything. He said, come and buy land here. Come and buy. God said, don't buy land anywhere. You are not staying here. You have to go out of Nigeria. My people, we left Nigeria with only our clothes. Only our clothes, sir. Glory be to God. And we came in here. Because he brought us here. You've got a hand clap. Lighthouse. Anytime you interact with the word of God, it should translate to work. Because the way, when God said it, I told my wife, you know, anyway, long story short, we are out. Making how many? Number five. Number four. Number five. We've done four, right? Number five. It tells you the history of the church. You see, this church thing is our life. You know, people take church as if church is a pattern. You don't know it's our life. Everything, go and read the story of Israel. It's the story of Zion. Everything about Israel today is a portrait of the church. Indestructible people. My people, if you don't know the reality of the fortune here in Zion, leave Bible, go and study Israel. And whatever you learn of Israel, that's what the Bible says about Israel. And that story is the body of Christ. Number four, number six, it tells us about life after now. You don't know what will happen to you after now? Look at the scriptures. Huh? You couldn't die as if you have nowhere you are going. You're just like what's the Bible called? He said they are like chaff that is being driven away. Hallelujah. We know where we are going because the Bible witnessed for it. Praise the Lord. And of course, the last of it is the millennial reign of God, of Christ. How a new Jerusalem and a new heart will descend from heaven. Lighthouse, you see, you don't know how much you shortcut yourself ignoring that which tells you about yourself. You are copying, you know, reading astrology, reading all kind of worship. But you know that hasn't brought any hope. He that looketh to the perfect law of liberty. And not being a forgetful hearer, but continuing it, doing the work that the word translates. This man shall be blessed in what? His deed. Why? Because the scriptures tells us, paint a picture of ourselves. That's what the scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We all with unveiled face, beholding us in a glass. When you look at the mirror in physical, you see yourself. You see how you are. Hallelujah. But when you look at this scripture, it reveals Christ that is in you. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you look at this scripture, it brings out the work of Christ in you, and you begin to see yourself ever not how you have planned, but how he has revealed himself. My hope and prayer is that you find yourself like that. Now, it's about that I bring you a word from the Lord today. Moses, drawn out of water. You see that story of Moses? It's our unique story. If you didn't like how you saw it in Exodus chapter 2, at least you saw it in Psalm 18 verse 16. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Let's take a pause there. I will have a very short time. We have to close, but we'll continue. We have a whole month to explore it. How old is water? How many times have you drunk the same water? Can you tell? Okay. How many people have drunk the water you are now drinking? Give God the answer. When the Bible opens to us in Genesis chapter 1, there are some few things that are highlighted there. Bible says in the beginning, Genesis 1 verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 2, he said, and the earth was without form and void. We'll deal with that. I've shared with you how that word there should be the earth became. Okay? Because God did not create the earth to be formless or void. Okay? The root of that translation is, and the earth became. Because, you know, the water was met here. Didn't catch it. The water was not created when God created this creation, right? The water, Bible says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God, of the Lord, moved upon the face of the water. Now, God hadn't done anything. He was just describing the state at which the Bible opened. Did you catch that? So the waters were there. Hallelujah. Now, sorry, I didn't do theology, but they said in theology there is the law of first mention. How many people have heard that before? The law of first mention. You know, thank you, mommy. Oh, light us. Are we so young? Oh my God. I think we have to grow beards. You know, it's only the aged people that understand the law of first mention. See how we grow up. Yeah, in the study of the scriptures, there's something they call the law of first mention. Let me break it down for you. That when a matter or subject is of, you know, water is mentioned many times through the Bible, right? But in giving significance and interpretation more accurately, you know, you reference that subject to the first time in the circumstance in which it was mentioned. That's the law of first mention. I'm sure you know the waters also in some other cases were representing the word of God, the Spirit of God. Praise God. The Bible says, out of you shall come the rivers of living waters, speaking about the Holy Ghost. But in the law of first mention, in the circumstances in which water was first revealed, was in a bad situation. So given the law of first mention, waters bring terrifying situation. Let me share a scripture about that with you. Let's go quickly to Psalm 124. Psalm 124 from verse 7. Alightas, are you here? Are you here? Are you here? Oh my God. 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 All right. Let's go on. Let's go on. He said, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare. The snare is broken. Talking about a bad situation. And we are escaped. Let's go on. I said, Mark 24 from verse 4, my sister. Let's start from verse 124. From verse 4, I'm sorry. 124 from verse 4. If I roll up to verse 3, if you don't mind, ma'am. Thank you. He said, if God, in verse 1 and 2, he said, if it had not been God who was on our side, what would we not see now and all of that? Okay? Now, hallelujah. Now, in verse 3, he says, if it hadn't been God, then they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters. Daddy, I don't like people telling me I'm overwhelmed. They don't know why I don't like it. Lighthouse is a wrong word to use. Okay? I'm not, you see, you may say it's English. That's fine. Please speak English. But I don't use English like that. And then I can never say I'm frustrated. We don't have that diction in our vocab. Like that, are you here? Praise God. And people use it as if we should be sorry for them. As if, no. As a matter of fact, the story I have for you, you don't want to know it. He said, the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Let's go, my sister. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be God who had not given us as prey to their teeth. Verse 7 now. Our soul is escaped. So in the reference of the nature of water, is something that is overwhelming. My people, can I tell you a secret? Water is a bad thing to fight. Bible says strife is like the sipping of water. Don't let it. You don't know. Let water be dripping here on that floor and we pretend we didn't see it. Come back next week. If you are drowning in water, there's nothing to hold, my people. There's nothing to hold. There's nothing to hold. Water is, it will not overwhelm you in Jesus' name. Only God. Only God. Only God. Go and look at the issue of water as God used it to devastate the nations. Bible says the foundations of the earth were broken and water gushed out. You don't know it's God that bank away water. You don't know. The sea. He made a decree that the sea should not pass. By the word of God. Bow down your head. Say, Lord, please don't let water overwhelm me. Don't let water overwhelm me. Don't let water overwhelm me. My people, in Jesus' name we prayed. You know my brother who came here? My younger brother. He called me one day. He had a dream. He was driving. And he drove into sea. And it was going down. The reality was so bad. He was sitting like this inside his car. When he woke up, he was sweating so profusely. The days after that were not convenient. The water will not overwhelm you. Lighthouse, water will not overwhelm you. Waters will not overwhelm you. Psalm 18, verse 16. He drew me out of many waters. Water does overwhelm. Look at the story of Pharaoh. When God will finish with Pharaoh, he threw one on them. A friend of mine had a dream one time. He had a dream. We are talking about Moses drawn out of water. Well, this is the word God has for you. It doesn't matter what the water, the scale of it is, he will draw you out. He will draw me out. He will draw me out. He will draw me out. In the name of Jesus. A friend of mine had a dream. He saw their house. Suddenly, the house was by the sea. My people. And the roaring of the sea was going straight in their house and bringing out the furniture. Do you know, when the house scattered, everybody was taking furniture and moving out. Everybody, all the children, the wife, everybody, they left. He said the dream he had, he didn't, one of the, you know, He didn't pay attention to it. God will not let the waters overwhelm you. In the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 14, verse 28. He drew me out of many waters. We are looking at the character of waters. What do they represent? In the law of first mention, the deep, the only thing that survived the desolation that was upon the face of the earth was water, because it was the one that executed the justice. Water will not overwhelm you. Water will not overwhelm you. But do you know, Jesus characterized a new dimension of kingdom citizen. They govern the influence of water. He walked upon it. Don't attempt to go and walk under upon water. You know, you that's not what God called you to. It's a metaphor of the strength of those who are born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. They walk on it. You govern it. Don't be afraid of water. Dominate it. Are you here? You think everything is good like that for us? Oh, no. God help us to dominate it. Are you here? Oh, we are all under the same weather. You think it's fair weather? No, my God. You know, some things happened to my wife and I. You know what we say? I said, thank God it is us. It happened to not to other people. You know, because if it happened to other people. Let's go on. Pharaoh thought he knocked the people of God out. He didn't wait for water. Let's stand up. His motivation was that they had no way to escape. Until God beckoned on water. The influence and the character of water. He has a power to drown anything. He said, but the children of Israel, let's roll up to verse 28, my sister. What? I said, and the waters returned. I shared with you some time ago how things do arise. How things do arise. In Acts chapter 6, the Bible talked about how the numbers of the disciples began to increase. And then there arose. Praise God. There arose. Now, you remember when Jesus was going to the land of the madman of Gadara? Okay? As they were on that voyage, Bible says there arose a great storm. My hope and prayer is that, look at the next verse. Look at the next verse, verse 6. Then the 12... No. Let's go back to verse 1. In those days when the number of the disciples multiplied, you know, when things are getting good and you just think everything is okay now, there's nothing to worry about, may water not arise. Are you here or you left? Yeah. I can't. You see, you don't know how things do arise. Somebody was healthy yesterday and there arose. Say, it won't happen to me. The grace to dominate the waters. Next, we will look at, because the reference concerning Moses was that he was a goodly child, and that's why his mother hid him and he put him on the water, the same water that was supposed to overwhelm him. God constructed it that those who should. Do you know Moses is not an Hebrew name? It was an Egyptian name. Because it's the mother, is the Mary, is the daughter of Pharaoh that named the child. He said, his name shall be called Moses, for I drew him out of that which was supposed to destroy him. I will close there today. Let's lift up our hand to God. Draw me out, Lord. Draw me out, Lord. I don't know what the nature of the water is, how when it arose. It can be in health, it can be in finances, it can even be in career. People are caught short in the peak of their career. You know, something will just happen just when you are about to become what is so, you know, elaborate, or, you know, then suddenly something will arise. But thank God who drew me out. Thank God he drew you out. Bible says he drew me out of many waters. Moses, a child, drew out. The water was supposed to finish him. The waters that should have finished him. Why did she come on time? Why was it the daughter of Pharaoh that came? That was not somebody else. But God handed him, he drew him out of that water and kept him with among him who should have destroyed him. I want us to go before God. Thank God for my sister's testimony. It was one among 22 or 26 children from dominantly a Muslim background. And God drew her out. And God began to testify concerning her that is a person that God has helped. Let's look up to God this morning. I don't know whatever it is. I say, Lord, draw me out. Draw me out. Draw me out by your strength. Bible says he drew me out. Psalm 18 verse 16. He drew me out. Lighthouse, I can tell you, this is the word from the Lord. It doesn't matter the color, the candle, how it is configured. Hallelujah. The Pharaoh may think you will not come out, but he will draw you out. Bible says, and Israel walked upon dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do the same. They were drowned by the same thing that parted way for the children of Israel. Father, Lord, we thank you. We worship you. Tell God, say, draw me out. Draw me out. Draw me out. Draw me out, Lord. Hallelujah. Paul was on a voyage to Rome. And Bible says they encountered Heraclidon, a tempestuous wrath of water. 14 days, there was no light. Except, Bible says, when we could not sustain it anymore, we just left it. They were driven by the wind until God showed up. Father, we thank you. I bless your name. Lighthouse, this is the word from the Lord. No matter the color or the candle of the water, it will draw you out. 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 Peter was drowning. He cried, Lord, help me. Hallelujah. And Jesus, who governed the water, he dominated the water. Praise God. He stretched his hand towards him. Bible says, and he drew him out. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed be you, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hand on your chest as a point of contact for your spirit, man. Bible says, if it hadn't been God who was on our side, my dear family, only God. Lighthouse. Anybody who put trust in any other thing is deceived. And the devastation will not be small, I tell you. Our hope is in God, who is able to draw us out of many waters. They were looking that we would not come back until they saw her, until they saw us looking far beyond. Father, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We give you glory. No man can do these things except God be with him. Daddy, this is your word to Lighthouse. Moses, drawn out of water. Daddy, establish this truth in every life. When we look back, we see us out of the water. In the name of Jesus. When mortgage was going wacky here, they said people's houses were underwater. As the Lord liveth, nothing about you will be underwater. In health, you won't be underwater. In career, you won't be underwater. No matter how the devil configured it, in the name of Jesus, you will not be underwater. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. As our custom is, please stretch your hands towards me also. And please pray for me. Oh, my people. There are many things that assail us, I'm telling you. I share with you how when you take a position, you attract opposition. It's the truth, my people. But thank God who is for us. Oh, thank God who is for us. Thank God who is for us. Please pray for me that my eyes will not depart from looking upon him. Don't look at anything. Look at Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Peter looked away from Jesus and saw the storm boisterous, and that overwhelmed his spirit. The Lord will not look aside, but look unto God perpetually. That his appearance, both we and each of us to whom we are sent, will stand looking unto nothing but Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. This way you get to him if you have it. If you keep a diary, just to prevent loss of memory, document this word of prophecy He drew me out. I don't know what the color of the nature of the water is right now. Mark it that he drew me out. I will see you drawn out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you are going to abide with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. He brought me out of the... This church is dismissed.